Hey friend, welcome back to the show. It's Tea Time Tuesday and we are on lesson 3 of the I Am a Mother Masterclass series. These audio lessons help Christian estranged mothers navigate Mother's Day and the time leading up to it with more sufficiency, emotional wellness, and hope. In this episode, I'll teach you about the secondary spiritual attack the devil engages in when you are estranged from your child. I'll teach you about your true identity, and I've got some homework for you to help you really embody this lesson. Grab your tea and let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, Sister Mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, my tea time friend. Come on in and get settled. Do you have your journal or notebook and something to write with? And don't forget your cup of tea. I hope you have it all. We are on lesson 3 of the I Am a Mother Masterclass series, and I'm excited to talk to you about your identity. If you need to pause me to grab your journal and pen, go ahead and do that now, and then let's go. If you're listening to this right now, you very likely understand what it feels like to have your adult child go no contact with you, or in other words, to become estranged. I believe all family estrangements from our children have a spiritual component to them. The attack against your family is the primary attack, but there is also a secondary attack that I want to talk to you about, and that is the attack on your identity. The enemy uses the estrangement from your son or daughter to launch a secondary attack on who you believe yourself to be. If he can get you confused about your identity, he can pull you into a pit of feeling powerless and feeling despair. If you're feeling like Mother's Day is not for you, if you're feeling like you're an outsider looking in and that you no longer belong in this holiday, then let me tell you, that you have fallen prey to the secondary attack on your identity. But don't worry, if that is you, we're going to walk you out of that today. Do you know how if you go to a 3D movie, you need the right glasses to be able to see the movie how it's meant to be viewed? Well, this masterclass lesson is like your 3D glasses. You're going to see things the way they're meant to be viewed, and all the blurry distortion about not belonging for Mother's Day is about to change. We're going to talk about your identity and about being the medicine matriarch. And we're going to do a little mirror work, which is something I do with my clients. See, my goal here is not to hold a bunch of stuff behind a paywall. I'm not trying to keep the good stuff, quote unquote, for my clients only. I pretty freely give you tools and insights to help you on the estrangement journey. The people who work with me do get some more in-depth tools, of course, but they work with me for the experience of working together, the experience of having me personally teach them how to navigate their specific situation. They want the experience of my one-to-one attention solely focused on them and their child. They want to hear what God says to me about their situation, and they want to be able to ask me all their questions and get my answers and guidance. So you can always come here and expect to get real solutions and tools and insights that work. This podcast is a totally free library of insights for Christian estranged mothers. But if you are one of the people who do want my focused attention and one-on-one guidance, answers, and support to help you heal yourself and the relationship with your child, I'm here for that. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and apply for your free consultation. On that call, I'll ask some questions that help me pinpoint the exact path forward for you. And I'll tell you the steps to feeling better and increasing your odds of repairing your relationship. We'll assess if we're a good fit to work together, and I'll answer your questions about that. If you didn't catch the link to apply when I said it, you can also find that link in the notes for this episode. Okay, let's talk about what happens when your family is under spiritual attack. When your family is under spiritual attack and an estrangement occurs, the devil attacks your identity as a mother. And you can get to the point where you're afraid to make almost any decision because you have stopped trusting yourself. You don't trust yourself as a mother, and you have lost sight of your identity. Identity. Let's really look at the meaning of that. Your identity encompasses far more than being a mother. You were a valuable person before you became a mom, and you're still a valuable person now that you are one. Being a mother is one of the ways that your identity is expressed. And your role as a mother was specifically chosen by God. He chose you to be your child's mother. He says that you are fit to be their mother. He has given you the power and the medicine to heal your family and to stand in the gap in prayer and spiritual warfare for your child. He said that you are the one for this mission. God said it, and I believe him. When you named your child, you probably put a lot of thought into that name. Maybe you named them after a relative, or perhaps their name held some other special meaning to you. Your cousin, mom or dad, best friend, or the neighbor from down the street, none of them have the authority to name your child. None of them have the authority to change the name of your child. Likewise, God gave you your identity, and only God has the authority to change it. If your brain is fighting you about believing what I'm saying right now, I want to tell you something. Even if you don't know the magnitude of your identity, the devil does. That's why he tries so hard to convince you that you've lost your identity as a mother, that your best days of motherhood are behind you, that you don't belong as an honored participant in Mother's Day. The reason he tells you those things is because he knows who you are. When my son Zars was still here on this earth, he loved sports, and baseball was his favorite. He was throwing 90-mile-per-hour fastballs by age 11, and he would literally bust the seams out of a ball. We were at a baseball tournament in another city, and the opposing team knew who he was. I watched as my son was on deck to bat, and the coach of the opposing team signaled for his players in the outfield to back all the way up to the fence, because he knew what my son was capable of. And not long into that tournament, they called a timeout. They questioned me about my son's birth date. They hoped that he would be too old to play in that game, but he wasn't. And they literally held up the game while I drove home, which was about 30 minutes away, to get his birth certificate and come back to prove his age. I had to prove his age. They were willing to try whatever they could to get Zars out of that game because they knew who he was. They knew his identity and what he was capable of doing. And just like that, the devil knows who you are. He is aware that the power of Christ is working through you and makes you capable of beating him at every turn. So of course he wants to confuse you into thinking that you've lost your identity. Not because it's true, but because it is not true. And wouldn't it be a shame for the enemy to know more of the truth about your identity than you do? I don't want you to let that happen. Now, there is a difference between impact and definition. Your child's words or actions might have impacted you, but they cannot define you. God is the only one who can define you. And he already said you are the exact right person to be their mother. It might take some work to rise up from the pain inflicted by the words your child said or the actions they committed. But even that pain does not have the authority to change who God said you are. There is nothing about your God-given identity that is a mistake. You are a unique expression of the infinite wisdom and creative genius of God. Your child's actions can impact you, but they cannot define you. I believe that God does not allow you to be attached to an emotional wound that he does not also give you the power to heal. You are called to stand in the gap, to break generational traumas, to heal yourself, and to create a healing space for your child. You have the medicine of forgiveness and radical love, and that medicine heals all emotional wounds of estrangement. The medicine matriarch is a kind, forgiving, loving, patient, full of belief, protected, and powerful part of you. Each of these qualities are spoken about in the Bible. What I'm telling you is biblical. Let's look at some scriptures to support this. Colossians 3:12 says, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." 1 Corinthians 13:13. "So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Romans 8:37, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." These scriptures describe the medicine matriarch that God has called you to be. I highly encourage you to come back to this lesson and write all of these scriptures down in your journal and read them daily as you embrace the identity of the medicine matriarch. Okay, I have a homework assignment for you. This is the mirror work. For mirror work, you will stand in front of the mirror, making eye contact with yourself. Really look into your eyes and see yourself. We might look in a mirror 10 or even 20 times per day and never really make eye contact and see ourselves. So I want you to really take that time to see yourself. Take a few deep breaths, maintaining eye contact. Then I want you to say the following phrase 3 times. And make sure you write this down so you know exactly what to say. Here's your phrase. I am the medicine matriarch. I have been chosen by Jesus to stand in the gap for my child in this season. My role is important, and my identity cannot be canceled by any human being. I matter. I want you to do this every morning and every night. Do this at least every day for the next week. But if you want to continue it longer, even better. As you exit this episode, I invite you to leave behind any old stories about Mother's Day being too hard or not being for you. You do belong with this holiday. It doesn't have to feel too hard you can choose to believe that you are stronger as a mother than you've ever been before. And that doesn't mean that there won't be bittersweet memories or sadness, but you don't have to avoid Mother's Day. You belong in this holiday. You can choose to believe that your identity is solidified and has not been canceled. You get to decide, and I hope that you end this episode feeling lighter and more confident and leaving the devil's lies behind. I'm rooting for you to know that you know that you know that your identity qualifies you because it comes from God. And no human being can unqualify who God has called. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.